I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The Department of Education recently announced that it is relaxing its enforcement of Title IX. That's the law that prohibits gender discrimination in schools. As Deborah Schifrin reports, many educators and women's groups are wary of the changes.
Title IX was first implemented in 1975, and since then, it has kept the number of single-sex schools and classes in the U.S. very low. Now the Department of Education is changing the way it enforces that law. The department's general counsel, Brian Jones, says the changes give school districts greater freedom to separate boys and girls.
For too long, this one-size-fits-all model of public education has predominated, and we do want to empower both state and local education leaders, but also parents to be able to make the right educational choices for their kids.
The single-sex option is one that Dina Ali is enjoying. She's a senior at an all-girls Catholic school in the Oakland Hills called Holy Names High School.
When I came here, there weren't boys here, so obviously the girls took leadership roles and they were encouraged to be creative and take hard classes like AP Chemistry or be in mock trial and really try to succeed.
But many educators say despite these types of successes at private schools, there was no way to ensure that in public schools, girls would get the same level of education as boys. Eleanor Smeal is president of the Feminist Majority Foundation and says these changes are simply an attempt to dismantle the protections of Title IX that were hard-fought and won by the feminist movement.
We've done this. We've been there. We've come from sex segregation. Why did we integrate the Harvards and the Princetons and the Yales, and you can name the name, just to provide more educational opportunities and stronger opportunities for girls?
Smeal says the landmark Supreme Court case, Brown versus Board of Education, should have put to rest the question of separate facilities 50 years ago.
We have shown over and over again in history that separate is never equal.
That's a red herring.
The Department of Education's Brian Jones. He says the courts presume that a classification based on race is unlawful.
It's not the same case with distinctions based upon sex. I think there is an understanding that there may be places where treating men and women somewhat differently is appropriate.
Although much of the debate over single-sex classes swirls around the effect on girls, these new regulations will also affect boys. Leonard Sachs is executive director of the National Association for Single-Sex Public Education. He's looking forward to seeing more all-boys schools. He says separate environments allow boys to thrive academically.
They'll play every part in Romeo and Juliet, including Juliet, with great seriousness because they don't have to worry about convincing the girls that they're macho.
But education expert Lee Hubbard says he's ignoring some of the negative effects. She studied public schools in California in the 1990s and found that when co-ed schools offered single-sex classes, boys that took those classes were ridiculed.
There was this harassment for the students because boys were accused of being gay, and they did a lot to then show that, well, no, they weren't, that they were real men and so forth.
Hubbard says gender stereotypes were actually reinforced by the segregated classes. She also says if the goal of single-sex education is to raise the level of education for poorer students, it didn't happen in the public schools she studied.
They just sort of expected that the positive outcomes from private single-gender schools would automatically translate into the public school sector, and that didn't happen.
It's having enough resources, she says, that's the key to improving academic performance in any gender school. Officials expect the final regulation of this Title IX change in a few months. For Day to Day, I'm Deborah Schifrin.